there's a kind of foam used to suppress oil fires, but that foam can leach into the environment and contaminate groundwater. In Alaska, it's been detected close to some airports and military bases in Fairbanks. It's also cropping up in other places around the state. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story of households stocking up on bottled water.
Kelly McLaughlin's family has owned property in Gustavus since the 1960s, what was once part of an old territorial homestead. Most of that is close to the airport. And this past summer, she learned the state was testing water wells nearby for contaminants, specifically a compound known as PFAS. Many of the residents of Gustavus are on their own water system, including McLaughlin. So she asked the state to test her water, too. She says it took some convincing, but in September, she got the results back. And she was floored. Her well tested positive for the contaminant. It had twice as much as the federal government advises for human health.
You don't think that the water that you've been drinking and assume is safe is poisoned. Like, that's not a thought that crossed my mind ever. I wasn't prepared for the results to be that bad.
The state is providing McLaughlin's home with shipped-in jugs of water. 11 other wells also qualified, and this isn't an isolated event. A spokesperson for the Alaska Department of Transportation said this is a growing national issue. That's what tipped off the state to test the wells near the Gustavus Airport. Over the summer, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a report suggesting the chemical compound known as PFAS may be more hazardous to health than previously thought. McLaughlin says she stayed awake at night, thinking about the impact this could have on her family.
My daughter, of course, drinks the bath water, and there's no keeping kids from engaging with the contaminated water.
Exposure to the chemical compound has been linked to an increased risk of cancer. It can affect growth and learning development in children and interfere with hormone levels. McLaughlin says she'd like the state to provide some kind of blood test to the residents. But so far, they haven't made the offer.
No, and I've asked and asked and asked, and I've given every reason that I can think of. I mean, I wanted my breast milk tested. I would like my blood tested and my kids' blood tested.
The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services didn't respond in time for this story about whether they'd be offering any additional test. In the meantime, McLaughlin is considering paying for her own to at least get a baseline for her medical records. She's still hoping the state will be responsive.
This was nobody's fault. Like, nobody knew, as far as I know, nobody knew how bad these chemicals were. Nobody knew how far they would travel. The DOT definitely did not intentionally poison the people in Gustavus, but it happened.
Now, she says the ball is in the state's court to make this right. A spokesperson for the Department of Transportation says they're working with an engineer to start to develop some long-term solutions. And the state is taking public comment until November 5th to develop some enforceable levels for the chemical compound beyond the federal guidelines. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.